In recent years, droughts, bushfires, floods and a mouse plague have all taken their toll on our regional and rural communities. But it's the isolation that COVID has inflicted on so many, with restrictions and the inability to catch up face to face, that has been the most detrimental. That's one of the key findings from a nationwide survey commissioned by the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, a non-for-profit organisation that has been taking stock of how the past few years of continuous disruption has adversely affected community organisations and thereby the people in those communities. Natalie Eggleton is the Chief Executive of the Foundation. And in her words, when you walk into any regional, rural or remote town, pretty much everything you look at, from the art, the maintenance of halls and buildings, and indeed the events you go to, the local community groups are behind it. They are the heartbeat of rural Australia, as the report is aptly titled. Let's find out more now from Natalie, who joins us from Central Victoria. Natalie, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you. Good morning.
I grew up in regional Australia, Natalie, and I can attest to the power of volunteers. But how big has the strain been on them as they've dealt with not just all these rolling disasters, but a once-in-a-century pandemic as well? Did they have to understandably step back a bit and focus on themselves for a while?
Yeah, they've certainly had the lot thrown at them. And it's been a really, really profound few years, I think, and nothing like we've seen before, which is why we mentioned this survey. We thought, you know, there's an important story here, and these grassroots organisations are not often heard and not often seen, so they're kind of sometimes missed in the broader narrative. So the survey found a few things. It found in many cases, particularly the very grassroots organisations that are mostly volunteer-run, really struggled to keep operating and keep doing the things they were doing. That was partly because volunteers were needing to step back or were dealing with their own health issues or caring responsibilities, etc., or their own businesses. You know, volunteers, they have many hats in life. And in some cases, their services and programs are also experiencing greater demand. So they kind of had less people doing more in some cases.
Right.
I guess the dynamics they were dealing with were really compounded by other structural challenges like internet connectivity, distance, and all of the things that regional Australia grapples with ordinarily.
Yeah, okay. We can hear your internet connection just dropping in a little bit and out as well there, Natalie, but hopefully you'll be able to stick with this.
Hopefully we'll hold.
The pandemic, as we mentioned, was the biggest disruptor for communities to deal with. Can you just give it a sense of how it affected those you surveyed?
Yeah, the pandemic and the restrictions and the lockdowns that we necessarily went through meant that for those community groups, all of their revenue sources, which is primarily events and fundraising activities within their communities and mostly face-to-face, very little online fundraising, was literally shut down overnight. So if we think about ag shows, if we think about all the festivals that community groups put on, even the emergency services groups that run, you know, their barbecues to raise money, all of that was gone straight away. The local business communities, small businesses, were under immense pressure, and so that sponsorship money was really strained as well. So the impact on just their ability to run, you know, literally keep the lights on, was immediately put under huge strain.
So if some of these organisations weren't around, and if they go under, I imagine in some cases then governments are going to have to pay for these services that are provided generally, you know, as a charitable cause.
Yes, they do. And I think one of the things we really wanted to understand better through this survey was the economic role as well as the social and cultural role that these groups play. And we certainly found that there is a really significant economic role, which is, I think, very under and recognised. So if we think about core services being delivered in communities, like in regional areas, community transport, help people from A to B. Similarly, our emergency services, sometimes our health programs, wellbeing programs, etc. So they didn't exist. Those things, people would not actually be able to live well in their communities, and we would really see some really big issues around people being able to stay in regional areas. Yes, the cost would fall to governments and the private sector to pick up. And we know that would happen because it's a vast country and all the communities, the economics are really challenging in providing services at a hyper-local level.
Communications, particularly the internet, as we can sort of hear as you sort of bounce in and out a little bit at the moment, is a continuing problem in regional Australia. It always has been because you've either got slow or a lack of coverage. How did towns and regional towns and smaller towns go when they had to be working from home, doing doctor's appointments at home, doing online learning. How did that affect particularly those towns where the communications were really not up to scratch?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a really big issue, as we're expecting, and I'm in a pretty good area. So I think we all made an assumption that everybody could make the digital leap during the pandemic, and that everybody could therefore adjust. The reality is that in many areas, the further out you go from town, the worse your internet connection is. And for these types of organisations that are working with people who are often geographically isolated, and so there's an assumption there that everybody can access it if an organisation's able to offer online services, but the reality is that they're not. And so the survey found that only 29% extremely reliable coverage.
Wow. Natalie, your internet is just dropping out again for us now, so I'm going to leave it there, but I really hope you do get some of your volunteers back soon, and we appreciate you speaking to us this morning on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Natalie Eggleton, the Chief Executive of the Foundation for Rural and Regional Australia. We've put a link to the report on our website. And yes, it is ironic that she was speaking about the problems posed by poor internet and digital coverage. And we experienced some of those as we went to air. So we apologise for that.